Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, a double play coming up in just a couple of minutes. What's going on in my life that has nothing to do with sports? Typically, Danny and I go back and forth on little things we got going on outside of the show. Tell you what's going on, non-sports division, so we'll get to that a little bit later in this segment. Quickly wanted to call attention to the way the Nationals bullpen has been pitching, though. Remember earlier this season, everything that the bullpen touched got worse, right? They would have a lead, they'd come in, they'd either blow the lead or they'd come in, down a couple runs, trying to stop the bleeding. They weren't able to do so, and they lost a lot of games that they should have won. Last night was the kind of game, if you watched their game with the Marlins, that earlier in the season, I think they absolutely would have lost. It was a pitcher's duel where their starter was out after seven innings in a tie game. They needed to get a couple frames from the pen, and on top of that, it was a game that at one point looked like it was destined for extras. But you give up one run, it's probably one too many. They go to Kinsler in the eighth and Doolittle in the ninth, and they end up winning. If you tally up right now the performance of their bullpen, 7-8-9, Kinsler, Madsen, Doolittle, this triumvirate that they added via the trade deadline, not the whole pen, but just those three guys, their combined ERA with the Nationals is now well under 2. Their combined whip is right at 1. They've got over 20 strikeouts and only 7 walks. In 20 innings of work, they're 6-for-6 in save opportunities, and they have not blown a single lead. Kinsler, Madsen, Doolittle. 7th, 8th, 9th. This is the best trio in the back of a bullpen the Nats have had during this era of making the playoffs. Mike Rizzo came on the Junkies and told them and told you through them. That's why we have him on, so he can speak to you. I'm going to get this fixed. Give me time. I will write this. And he absolutely has. He did so by bringing in three guys who have closed at different points in their career. Kinsler, as recently as this season, with 28 saves. Madsen, who's a two-time World Series champion, who has closed in a World Series before. Doolittle, who, while he's the least closer of the three guys in terms of resume, is the current now closer with the Nationals because he has the best stuff from the left side as a power arm. I think Madsen's given him a run for his money. He's the guy that's amazed me. You know, we had him on the show right after he was traded, after his first appearance with the team. If you missed that, it was great. You can go back and find it at grantanddanny.com/audio, and it was written up on thefandc.com. But he basically told us at that time he didn't know how he was throwing this hard. This is a guy who was out of baseball for 3 years. Really an amazing story. He had long thought he was retired. He thought there was no chance he was ever going to pitch in the bigs again. But he worked his way back in a low-leverage situation, then got to a point right away with the Royals where he was pitching the seventh inning in a World Series run, won his second ring. Now he's in Washington pitching eighth innings. And he's had really good success in the American League before this, since coming back after a three-year hiatus. This doesn't happen. This is the kind of stuff you write a movie about. The rookie, Dennis Quaid, starred in. Now just some guy that's done and at home and hanging out with kids, and they go, well, you should go back to baseball. And next thing you know, there's a scene where he's pitching in a big league ballpark. That's the Ryan Madsen story, essentially. But those three guys to be sitting at 20 innings now, not have blown a lead, 6-for-6 in saves, sub-2 ERA. The Nats had a kryptonite. They had a disease that was terminal. It was going to end their season, and they have gotten a cure for it. Now, that does not mean that something else isn't going to go wrong, that another body part isn't going to flare up, that they're not going to die of natural causes, you know, midway through this postseason at some point. But the thing that was supposed to kill them isn't going to anymore. And if it does, it's going to be unrelated to the problem that they were having previously. Kinsler is an answer. Madsen is legit. Doolittle is a stud. Rizzo fixed this problem. He deserves a lot of credit for that. He is an outstanding executive, and he does this time and time again. Offseason, I need a center fielder who can bat leadoff. I'll make a trade for Denard Span. Now, I need a left-handed bat who can come off the bench. I'll sign Adam Lind. I'm not good enough for my infield. I got to find a way to get a starter of the future so I can let Desmond walk. Cue the Trey Turner trade. This is what he does. He is really, really good. And he made another quality three trades, and the deadline's going to go down as one of the best the Nats have had, whether they win the World Series or not. But they got a chance to do it because of how good they are. Now, like you guys, I'm a little worried about the Dodgers. They're playing their own sport right now. They just had the best 50-game stretch any team has ever had. And they're like 43-7 in their last 50 games. They don't lose. But let's worry about the Dodgers when you got to play the Dodgers. That wouldn't be till the League Championship Series. I think we'd all sign up for that, wouldn't we? Getting out of the DS for the first time? There's nothing saying you're going to beat the Cubs or the Brewers. So last night I got people tweeting me, well, it doesn't matter. We can't get past the Dodgers. Can we worry about that in the NLCS, or should we just start panicking now that, well, we're not going to win at all, so let's just be sad? No. I'm tired of that crap in D.C. This is a really, really good team. Let's get to our double play. 'Sad note for those of you like me who loved the movie The Mighty Ducks. I was just sent this online. Remember goalie Goldberg? I am Goldberg, the goalie. Goldberg was busted for possession of meth 5 days after he was released from jail. This is via TMZ.com. His name is Sean Weiss. He was in other movies, including playing Josh in Heavyweights. If you saw Heavyweights, you know what I'm talking about. So he got out of jail 5 days ago and was busted for meth already. According to law enforcement sources talking to TMZ, cops in Burbank got a 911 call on Wednesday for a suspicious person stumbling around yards in a neighborhood near the Warner Brothers studio lot. So cops respond and they arrest Weiss, Goldberg, Mighty Ducks, 2:30 p.m. This is the middle of the afternoon. He's just wandering around yards. They book him for possession of a controlled substance. TMZ doesn't know how much meth was on him. Unclear exactly what he was doing other than being arrested for having methamphetamines. Is being held on $20,000 bond. I always feel awful when I hear these stories about these child celebrities. And I don't know if it's because he was famous as a kid and he was in movies when he was young, but it seems like a lot of them have problems where they get into drugs and they have really bad adult lives. Sentenced to 150 days in jail. Here's what's crazy about this story. He'd just gotten out of jail after 12 days when he was supposed to serve $150 for overcrowding. So it's not like he did anything to warrant getting a second chance, but he like accidentally stumbled into one. He got this lease on life where you get out and hopefully clean yourself up, and 5 days later, he's going back to jail. I remember Goldberg getting benched for Julie the Cat Gaffney in a shootout, and I thought at that time that that was probably going to be the worst thing that ever happened to him. I was very wrong about that. Because you know what's worse than getting benched for Julie the Cat Gaffney because she's got a good glove and Gunnar Stahl's going glove side and Bombay knows it? Getting popped twice in a 10-day span and being back in jail. So that's sad and it stinks. He gave me a lot of entertainment hours watching Mighty Ducks and Heavyweights, and hopefully that guy can get his life in order. Something else very quickly on the double play today. Maybe this is something we could do a call topic on later in the week. I realized this while talking with Darburst and Slacks Kinard earlier this week. That we were talking about like humiliating feelings when you are at your lowest. You kind of, there are certain times I feel like when you leave your body and you look at yourself from the outside, right? As someone else would, and you just kind of shake your head like, ugh. That's the only sound effect I can give you. You look at yourself as gross. Like sometimes for me throughout my life, it's been like when I'm looking into a mirror and I'm like the fattest I've been and I'm like, ugh. But the time that I am the most humiliated to myself, and I haven't done this in so long now because I haven't been to a fast food place since December. We were talking about, like, when are you the most humiliated by yourself? And maybe you could tweet me the answer to this at Grant H. Paulson. This could be kind of a fun thing to read during the break. I think the most humiliating moment a person can have, and we've all been here a million times, when you're just so humbled, is when you're going through a fast food line and you're pulling up to the window to order your food, and you have to move a cup from a very recent previous fast food meal out of your cup holder to put another cup in. This has happened to me in my life no fewer than 500 times. And a lot of times what I have to do is I have to pour what's left of like the gross bottom of the soda that's a day old out right there in the line so that I can then throw the cup on the floor next to me because I'm so lazy I didn't take it out of my car. So now it's just with other cups on the floor in the passenger seat. But that to me is as humiliating and humbling a feeling as you can have. You're about to get your food, which isn't, you know, it's a feeling of ecstasy. That's orgasmic and wonderful. You're just sitting there and you're about to eat your delicious burger and fries. But first I've got to put my window down, that slow burn of that window going down when you know that that liquid's about to hit the pavement and splash everywhere. And then you got to, you put your arm out your window with the cup, and you pour it out, it sprays all over the tire, the side of your car, it's gross. And you know there's people behind you that are just judging you. They're like, because in your mind, they're like, at fast food restaurants for the first time, you major in this, they minor in it. So you're worried about what they're thinking. You pour out the liquid. You either stack the cup in the other cup, which is a real fat move, or you throw the cup into the basically the floorboard of your driver's passenger seat. Oh, man, that's humiliating. What other feelings like that just make you look at yourself from the outside going, it's time to do better. It's time to do better. That's your double play on Grant and Danny. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Charlie slows today at 1:45 on the Nationals. Chris Russell, the big one, latest from Richmond, ahead of just one practice at 1:30 today for training camp. Your Beltway Blitz on the Skins and Nats next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.